6 o'clock, and we are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the second wide line. The Mishnah said Nisyabmu Beis Hill Paislin, that if they did Yibum, these are the Tzaris. According to Beis Hill, she becomes a Zaina because there was no Yibum because she's a Tzaris Erva. And according to Beis Shammai, it's a mitzvah of Yibum. According to Beis Hill, the children will be Mamzerim. According to Beis Shammai, he did a mitzvah. Correct the Gemara Sulamali. This is not necessary. If you tell me according to Beis Shammai, Tzaris Erva is Mutter, so these are the automatic consequences. And according to Beis Hill, these are the automatic consequences. Why did the Mishnah have to say it? That the Gemara Eided the Tanu Choltzu. We wanted to say the case of Chalitz, as we explained on Friday, that it slew to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who tried to reach a compromise that everybody should say rabbinically she needs chalitza, and we say Beis Hillel did not do that compromise, and therefore the Mishnah had to say Beis Hillel machshirin, that you can marry a kayan, and we don't say to rabbinic chalitza in order to make this compromise, right? So Tanunami Nisyabmo, so it also says Yibum, but Eino Chinami, there's no chiddush in the case. The Yibum itself understood that according to Beis Shammai, she's a kosher wife, and according to Beis Hillel, she is a chayvei krisus, and therefore the consequences are self-understood. Is there any Rashi? Beis Hillel Paislin. So Rashi, the Zainahi of Sula Lakuna. Now here Rashi says a very big chiddush that he himself says later differently, and all the Rishonim argue on him here. Rashi wants to say, Ab Matruma de Beinasha le Mifsalu Bebilis Karas. Rashi says a very big chiddush, which he seems to retract later on. One of the halachas, usually of a Zaina, is that she can't marry a Kayan, and if she's a Bas Kayan, she can no longer eat Truma. Meaning, if she had a relationship of a Chayve Krisis, it not only makes it impossible for her to marry a Kayan, she's not legally allowed to marry a Kayan anymore, but she's also not allowed to eat Truma. Now Rashi here seems to say different. The Rashi, Ava Mitruma de Beinasha, Truma from her father's house, as a single girl, who had a relationship of a Chayve Krisis, or, as a widow, without children, she would go back to her father's house and eat Truma. And now, she had Yibum from her father's brother, from her husband's brother, which according to Beis Hillel was a Chayvei Krisis, and she became a Zaina, right? Loi Mipsula Bebilis Karas, she would not lose the right to eat Truma. Ela Bebilis Cholol V'Nosin U'Mamzer V'Vekechavim B'Evan. Rashi says that which we say that a woman loses the right to eat Truma is only from the following people. If she lives with a Cholol, meaning she married a Cholol, she becomes a Cholola, and therefore can never eat Truma anymore. Or Nasin, Mamzer, Ivikachavim, Be'evan, these are people that are not allowed to marry any Jewish girl, and therefore they make her into a Zayna enough that she can't eat Truma. However, if she has a relationship with a Jew, who's a kosher Jew, who can marry other Jewish girls, except cannot marry her because of a Chayvei Krisis, she does not lose the right to eat Truma, which is a very big chiddush, even though it is a more severe iser, it is karis, but it is not somebody that's banned from somebody should please mute themselves. It's not somebody that's banned from Klal Yisrael. And Rashi here wants to say that besides a cholo, which is a special halacha, all the other people that aser a woman from Truma are people that can't marry any Jewish girl. However, Rashi later on says the opposite, that any illicit relationship asers the woman from, makes her into a Zaina, that she can't marry a Kayan, and that she can't eat Truma as well. Here Rashi wants to differentiate between her right to marry a Kayan and her right to eat Truma. And later on, the other Rishonim here ask on Rashi, but later on, Rashi says that there's no difference. Something to my right. Yes?
I have a question. Is it unusual that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, one says you have Kares to one says you do the mitzvah? Is that an unusual argument?
I don't know how many times it happens. It's about, that to say it's a mitzvah to Karis is unusual. To say it's something Karis or not, that can happen.
Is that right here about a mitzvah?
Well, here it's one or the other. If it's Karis, it's not a mitzvah. If it's not Karis, it's automatically a mitzvah. It's a one-point argument. Is there a chi of Karis? It's not. The mitzvah is a consequence. It's a brother's wife. If there's no karis, it's automatically a mitzvah. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Tanan Hasam. We are basically now leaving for the next 2.5 block. We're going to be leaving the Sechtes Yevamos. Well, I shouldn't say that. The next 2 blocks. We're going to be leaving the Sechtes Yevamos. Maybe even more. Yeah, anyway, most of the way through to the end of the Perek. We're going to be leaving Masechtas Yevamos and talking about a major issue in the whole Shas. Tanan Hasam. Megillah Nikris Ba'achad Aser, Mishnayim Aser, Mishloish Aser, Bavo Aser, Bechamish Aser. The Chazal said Megillah on Purim can be read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Le'pachas V'lo Yaiser. And that is a halacha that open cities with no wall from the days of Yeshua Benun, read it on 14. Cities with walls from the days of Yeshua Benun, read it on the 15th. Then villagers who couldn't have a minyan in their own town with somebody to read used to go into the city on market day, which was either the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. Chazal allowed them to read the Megillah on that day. So really, Megillah could be read over a period of anywhere between 11 and 15, depending on the circumstance. That's the Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Le'pachas, never earlier than the 11th, because you never have a Monday or Thursday preceding Purim. That's earlier than Yud Aleph Adar. But Lo Yaiser, and never past the 15th, because the Pasuk says Lo Yavar, that we never read the Megillah past the 15th. That's the Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Amalei Rish Lakish L'Rabbi Yechanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan the following question. Ikri Kan, Loises Gaidadu. Why is there not a problem here of the Pasuk that says Loises Gaidadu, which means Loisasu Agudus Agudus. Klal Yisrael should not form into different groups doing different things. Rashi. Loisasu Agudus Agudus, and this is Rashi's reason, this Machlekes Rishayim, for the reason of this Isser. The Nira Kanoigim based Tyrus. It looks like we have two different Tyrus. Kshikayar Mekvarim Asa Megillah B'yay Maknisa, Knisa, when the villagers read it on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. Vayyaras Gedailas B'yodalad, and the big cities which don't have walls, read it on the 14th. Mekvarim Chaymet B'tazvav. It looks like we're keeping different Tyrus. And that is an Isser, because the Pasuk says Loises Gaidadu, Loisasu Agudas Agudas. Now, the Rambam says a different reason. The Rambam says that the reason for Loises Gaidadu is because it makes Machloikas. When people do different things, it makes Machloikas. As we go through the Sugya, we'll be using one reason or the other reason in explaining how it fits in. But the question here is, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan a question on the Mishnah Megillah. How could Chazal do it? We'll learn like Rashi here for a second. How could Chazal make something look like two Tyrus? They made some Yidden read on one day, some Yidden on the other day. Don't we all adhere to the same Tyra? It makes it look like we have two different Tyrus. And the Tyrus says, Lice is going to do. Do not do that. Zogta Gemara, the Gemara interrupts the question with another question. Loises Gaidadu mibayle legufe. Loises Gaidadu is not talking about making groups. Loises Gaidadu is a pashup shot. Is the Amar Rachmana lisasu chabura alameis. The Torah is saying one should not wound themselves as mourning over a deceased. One's not allowed to rip their skin, make wounds as a sign of mourning over a mace. That's the pshat Loises Gaidadu. What has it got to do with groups? Zog to Gemara, that's not a problem. Mr. Kain Le Makro Loise Gaidadu. It would have written Loise Gaidadu. My Loise Gaidadu, the extra stuff. Shmami no lohokyudasa. Means it's a different thing here. It's talking about groups. Wounding would have been Loise Gaidadu. Frak to Gemara Le Makulu Hokyudasa. So maybe the Pasuk is only talking about making groups. Nothing to do with wounding. Kain Le Makro Loise Gaidadu. My Loises Gaidadu, Shmami Notarti. So the Pasuk is telling me two Isurim. One is, do not wound oneself over a mess, and one is, do not make Tyra into two groups. Those are the two Isurim. But back to the question, now that we explained how we see it in the Pasuk, we're back to Rish Lakish's question. So why did Chazal make can I just finish? Let me just finish my thought, my sentence. Why did Chazal make Purim on different days? Why aren't they going against what the Torah said to do? Don't make Klal Yisrael into groups. Yes.
Rabbi, this is just a very basic question about the status of the Megillah. The Megillah doesn't have any higher status than any other Mishnah, such that we can just question why the Rabbanim did what they did as far as deciding which day it's read?
Correct. Meaning, Rabbanim would follow the Torah's guidelines. The Torah's guidelines is, don't make people do different things. We don't want the Torah to look like two Torahs, right, to quote Rashi. And that's what exactly what the Rabbanim did. Different Jews are celebrating on different days.
No, I understand. I'm just wondering the status of that prohibition vis-a-vis the words of the Rabbanim in something as important as the Megillah. I was just trying to...
Yeah, but that's exactly the question. The people that made the Takana of Megillah, which is Mordechai and Esther, right, all the way back then, why did they not follow the Halacha of Vices guided them? We're questioning Mordechai and Esther.
I was just really asking whether or not the Megillah, being the Megillah, not being necessarily derisive, whether it had some interim status that prevented us from questioning the Rabbanim in enacting this.
No, it seems that not.
Rabbi, did they ask the same question like Rosh Chodesh in 2 days, 1 day? Like it seems like, especially if it's someone from Israel in America, is there a similar? Anybody ask on that?
Well, by the time we finish this, time we go through the next half an hour, we should be able to put that to rest as well. Rashi.
The Megillah itself tells us to do this. Is that the question? Why the Megillah?
100%. Exactly. Megillah was made by Anshei Knesset Hagdola, who followed the Torah's guidelines, and they went and did Keneged the Torah. That's what's bothering Rish Lakish. Zok Rashi. Im kein lichtem kolay sigay to do the mashma doshin gedida v'chabura, which would mean wounding. Maybe the pasuk is only to tell me not to get it together into groups. And the answer is, since it doesn't say that, so therefore, we learn both things out. Okay, so back to the question. Why did the people, let me just finish. Why did the Anshei, can I finish 1 second? Why did the Anshei Knesset Hagdola make 2 days, three, even more than 2 days? Why did they do this? Aren't they going against what the Torah wanted them to do? Yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, the bottom line is you can't make a wound, right? And then it says, don't make groups, right? Right? But maybe if the word means cut, it means cut in the flesh and cut Klal Yisrael.
It's a nice point, except that, okay, here, but usually we're dashing the word sigaidu, whatever the word is, sigudu, to make agudas, groups. Now, you tell me that the word groups comes from cut, maybe, I don't know. I don't know sources of like
sigaidu. I didn't know, because it's two separate words, I didn't even know what they, there's no shaykh, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's shaykh or not.
Right here.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to Gemara. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan answered, I don't know why you waited to your question from Masechtas Megillah. You could have asked this question on Masechtas Pesachim. Atkan lo shnis mokim shenagu, shnisos mokim shenagu lasas melocha ba'arvi Pesach, Pesachim at chatzais, oisim mokim shenagu shloi lasas ein oisim. You're up to Masechtas Megillah. That means you learned Masechtas Pesachim. And in Masechtas Pesachim, you saw clearly that in some places they worked on Erev Pesach, and some places they didn't. So why didn't you ask me there, well, how can you have two different minhagim? Why isn't that Agudas Agudas? You should have asked me the question back in Pesachim. Why did you wait to Megillah? Amalai, Rish Lakish answered him very simply. Aminalach ana Isura. I'm talking about a halacha that's an Isser. The Amar of Shem and Barabam Rabbi Yechlin, the Kayim as Yimei Apurim Bizmenehem in their times, Zmanim Harbel Tikulam Chachamim. They have different times, and you can't do it in your wrong time. To do Megillah, you must do it A or B or C. You have no choice, right? It's not like you have an option. But At Amit Liman Haga, and you're asking me that I should have asked it about a minig? About a minig, I didn't ask it. But about halacha, I asked it. I didn't want to ask it in Masechtos Pesachim when they discussed minig. I wanted, because that's a minig. You can have a minig this way, a minig that way. You could theoretically get together and change it. But this is a halacha. I waited for halacha to ask the question. You should have asked it over there. The Asu Rabbanan Lebeya Baiser, the Rabbanan Asr, the people of the 14th. The boy Lemikru Bechameisu Loimatsu. The Chemine Tezvab Yudalan. The 15th can't read it, the 14th. Vedamu Lishtei Tyrus. The At Amit Limin Haga. The Asim Lekula Al Mashari. Let's look at everybody. Granted, that different minhagim, you don't want to change the minhag of your city. But nobody said it was prohibited to do malacha. Some people were machmer. Chumras don't make license guy to do. That's what Rish Lakish said. Chumras don't make license guy to do. But halacha makes license guy to do. The Karen Ira learns, interestingly enough, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in the Machloikas, the Rambam and Rashi. That Rabbi Yochanan understood that the source of life is going to do is not to make Machloikas. Therefore, if it's not to make Machloikas, different Minhagim can make Machloikas as well. Even if it's not prohibited, but if it's different Minhagim, people start arguing about what's right and what's wrong. Whereas Rashi learns it's Kishtei Tyrus. Kishtei Tyrus is only when it's Negeya Halacha. Minhagim are not included in Shtei Tyrus. So therefore, Rashi's Chita is, this is the way the Karen Ira explains it. Rish Lakish is saying, I didn't want to ask about a minig. That's not Shtei Tyrus. It's only Shtei Tyrus, as Rashi himself says, is when it's an Isser. Rabbi Yochanan, who said, you should have asked me about the minig, is saying, if you hold there's license going to do, it's because of Machlaikas. If it's because of Machlaikas, so then you should have asked me back in Masechtos Pesachim, when you have Minhagim, and Minhagim can be a Machlokes. That's how the Karen Ira explains the exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Frek the Gemara. Yes.
A basic question. Is there such an Indian that you should learn the Torah from the beginning to the end instead of skipping around?
What does that have to do with this?
It says over here, you already learned it in Pesachim. Maybe they never learned Pesachim. The answer is that they must have learned Pesachim. They must have gone in order.
Well, Rabbi Yochanan would know whether Rish Lakish learned Pesachim or not, right? It's Rabbi Yochanan telling Rish Lakish. I did not say that. All I said is this Gemara doesn't say anything.
Okay.
Zuck the Gemara by. I'm sorry?
Is there such an Indian?
I don't think so. I think there's an Indian that if you learn a Masechti, you should learn it completely. That's a Gemara late in Ksubos that we had. But that you should have to learn Masechtis in a specific order, I don't think so. Frank the Gemara.
Maybe?
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening.
The chinuch explains reasons for mitzvahs and lavin, but that's just like Rav Gifter used to say. That's just to make things more palatable, right? But the bottom line is, if the Torah says do this, and you just do it because of Hashem said to do it, and have a nice day. Therefore, you said machlokes, according to the Kiran Ira, is going to this. It doesn't. You know, you could have a nice reason to make it palatable, but that shouldn't. You know, that shouldn't change what the halacha is.
Yes and no.
Is enough mina in the.
Yeah, the answer to your question is yes and no. Usually, reasons do not determine halacha. Except for Reb Shimon, who darshens time of the Kra, but most Tanoim do not let reasons determine halacha. Halacha is a halacha. But here, the Torah said do not have two different agudas. We're trying to define the Torah. Did the Torah meant don't do it in halacha, or did the Torah mean don't do it in any action? The Torah didn't say. Had the Torah said do not have different minhagim, so we wouldn't come around and say a reason. Makes no difference what the reason is. The Torah said don't have different minhagim. The Torah never said don't have different minhagim. The Torah said don't have different groups in the Torah. What does that mean? How do we define that? It's not, see, the chinuch, what you're saying over from Rav Gifter, which is 100% true, is that the Torah said, don't do act A. Do not determine that act A's reason is because of this, and therefore say, act A is allowed in certain circumstances. No, the Torah said, do not do act A. Whether you understand it, whether you don't understand it, the reason cannot determine that it's act A becomes permissible under certain circumstances. 100% true. But if the Torah said, do not do act, and the Torah is not clear whether the Torah meant act A or act A or B, so then the understanding of what the Torah is saying would determine whether the Torah meant A or B. The Torah didn't say it. Here too. The Torah said do not have groups. What did the Torah mean? Do not have groups in halacha. Do not have groups even in minig. It doesn't say in the Torah. It just said do not make yourself groups. Right? Now, is that an absolute, even a minig? Or is the Torah referring to in Hilchas HaTorah? Do not have different groups doing different halachas. Rish Lakish understood that it applies only to halacha. Therefore he asked, how can you have Megillah on one day and on the other day? Rabbi Yechon said to him, if this bothers you, which Rabbi Yechon holds it doesn't, and we will see soon, but if this bothers you, you should have asked me back in Sachem where you have different Minhagim. And Rish Lakish answered him, Minhagim don't bother me. Because the Torah never meant Minhagim. Because the Torah wasn't explicit. It left it up to us to say, what did the Torah include? You understand what I'm trying to say? Zakti Gemara Vait. Frek the Gemara, Vahasim Vavi Surahava. Isn't there an Isser and Malacha on Erev Pesach according to some opinions? The Tanya, the Vatanan, we learned. I think they take out the word Balayla. No, Halayla. They put in the word Halayla. The night of Erev Pesach, Beishamai Isser and Beisil Matiran. It's a Beferish Halachic argument. Beishamai says it's Usser to do Malacha on Pesach night. Erev Pesach night, and Beisil says it's okay. It's a halacha of an argument. What happened to two Tyrus? So why did Rish Lakish ask him back then? Amar Lei, so Rish Lakish told him, "Hasim harayim and malacha udalesli." There, it's not apparent as two Tyrus. If you see somebody not working, you don't say he disagrees that you're allowed to work. He says he has nothing to do. When is there a halacha of two Tyrus? If you have some people doing A and some people doing B. But if some people are doing A and some people are not, that's because they don't have the job. Listen, not everybody works all the time. Some people don't work on Sunday or Monday because they have nothing to do. So therefore, that's not two Torahs because you don't have, you don't see clearly a two Torahdic approach. Rashi? Hasim Yisur Lek, bit me of a Chasuktani Hasim Halayla, Beleo Bdikas Chametz. Bishama Eistrim, Bishil Matirim, Lazas Malacha. Beikid the Abdi Kibesel, Bishil, Abdi Kibeshamai. Right? Kanagudais. That's different groups. Amaloi Hasim Leidami Lishte Tyrus. The Haraya Azeh Shein Eistrim Malacha, Aymedein Lamad Lazas. The person that sees this guy not doing Malacha says he doesn't have what to do. Frank the Gemara. But Bishamai Matirin Hatzaras Laachim, Bishil Eistrim. Our Mishnah, Beishamai said it's mutter, and Beisil said it's usher, and let the girl marry without chalitza. Let the woman marry without chalitza. And here you have two tyras. Beishamai is keeping one tyra, having a mitzvah of yibum, and Beisil is keeping a different tyra, with no mitzvah of yibum, and letting the woman get married. And here you can't say, this, that people will say, oh, they agree to the same thing. It's blatantly different. It's two tyras. And for the Gemara. Now, mi savret asu beishamai kedivreim? Do you really think beishamai did what they said they to do? Lo yasu beishamai kedivreim. They didn't do it. They did not do it. They did not carry out their words. They held that way, but in actuality, never did beibum. They never did yibum. And they went, and they did like they did not do yibum, and they, because they accepted Beis Hillel's halacha, and therefore at the end of the day, they disagreed when they talked it over, but when it came down Lamaisa, there was only one Tyra, Beis Hillel's Tyra. That is what the Gemara answers. That's one answer. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Asu v'Asu. And Rabbi Yechonin says, no, Beis Shammai kept on doing what they wanted to do all the time, and they kept on doing it, and according to the Rashba, The Rashba holds that, that does not hold of the Isra of Leis is going to do. He has no problem with the fact that people do different things. He doesn't agree to the whole Isra of Leis is going to do. That's how the Rashba explains Rabbi Yochanan. Others learn differently, but that's what the Rashba explained to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we'll get back to this in a second. But look to the Rav and Shmuel. And this Machloikis is also depending, the same Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. The Rav Amar, Loyasu Beishamah Kedivrayim. Rav says Beishamah did not do their thing. And Shmuel Amar Asu Vasu. And Shmuel says, they kept their opinion. And the Gemara will now explain it. There's a Machloikis Rishayim here. The Machloikis Rishayim is, that which we, according to the ones that say Beishamah did not keep their opinion. What does that mean? Taisus learns, and that's how we're going to learn the sugya, is that they totally defer to Beis Hillel, and they let the woman marry without chalitza, both lekula and lechumra. They totally, lechumra and lekula, deferred to Beis Hillel. Once it was paskin that the halacha was like Beis Hillel, for one or two reasons we will see as we go along, Beis Shammai said, okay, we accept, and we're going to do like Beis Hillel also. That's what Loi Asu means. That's how Tysus learns. Therefore, this Tsaris Erva, Beis Shammai let them get married without Chalitza. Not only did they not do Yibum, they also did not require Chalitza. They totally deferred to Beis Hillel. That's what the Gemara is saying at this point. A total deference to Beis Hillel. The Ritva says no. The Gemara never meant that Beis Shammai gave up their opinion and let a woman get married without chalitza. They didn't do Yibum. They wouldn't go ahead and do something that Beis Hillel would hold as prohibited. However, Lechumra, when it came to Lechumra, they kept their opinion. Meaning they still did chalitza. They still did chalitza. Now the question is, according to the Ritva's opinion, right? According to the Ritva's opinion, why in the world is that not Loisa's going to do by requiring chalitza? Why wouldn't that be Loisa's going to do because they're requiring chalitza when Beis Hillel did not require chalitza? So there you can answer, the Ritva says, that at this point the Gemara thinks that Beis Hillel also required chalitza. That they, basically Beis Shammai accepted Beis Hillel, but since they didn't want to be Mekel, so Beis Hillel went along with Beis Shammai's Chumrah. That is what the Ritva wants to say. Again, Taisa's Ashita, which is the way we're going to learn as we go along, is that Beis Shammai, according to the Mandamah, it says, Loi Asu, Beis Shammai totally accepted Beis Hillel's Pesach, both Lechumrah and Lekula, and kept on and deferred totally to Beis Hillel, and did like Beis Hillel. Now it's machloikus. One Madiyama says Beis Shammai kept on doing it, and one Madiyama says Beis Shammai didn't. So the answer to Reish Lakish's question was Beis Shammai is not a leis is guy to do because they didn't do their pepsak, and by shanking Purim we are doing different things. That's why Reish Lakish had a question of Purim, which wasn't answered yet. The other man, the Amr, says Beis Shammai did do it, and therefore, there's no license guide to do, period. You see from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we do different things, and it's fine. We live on that way, that we do different things. So this is a Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Is there an Isra of license guide to do or not? And this is the same Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel hold that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did different things, and it didn't bother anybody. And just like that didn't bother anybody, so Purim shouldn't bother anybody. And Reb Shlakish and Rav hold, no, Beis Shammai did not do their Pesach. They deferred to Beis Hillel. And therefore, there was not two Tyrus. But Purim, we have half a clock, some of Klal Yisrael doing it one way, and some doing it the other way. What happened to Loisa's guy to do? This is the way we'll learn the Gemara, like Tysus's opinion. Yes. I thought I heard a question.
For example, is machlekes if havar is l'chalek or lav, right?
Mm-hmm.
from there. I mean, this is just one of probably 10 machlokasim before you got to Yud Gimel.
So what's bothering you?
So you could ask anywhere, right?
I mean, why is this conversation...
You could ask 10 different machlokasim, why is this different than this? You know what I mean? If we answer Pesachim, that means everything else is fine, correct?
See, your question is not a question because that's a braisa, and we're talking about Mishnayos. But I'm sure you can go through Mishnayos, Meshech to Shabbos, and find many machloikas in, and you could ask over there. Right?
That makes it even, yeah. Okay, so I was thinking about that. Okay, fine. So, and the answer?
I'm not sure. Some Rishayim say that a lot of the machloikas in are private machloikas in. Private, what they do in private, is not considered shtei tiris. It's only public displays that make it shtei tiris. So I didn't go through the whole Masech to Shabbos, but many machloikasin are you allowed to or not allowed to, it's things that people do in private. Here, chalitza is a public thing, Purim is a public thing, marrying tzaras is a public thing, not doing work or doing work in Erev Pesach is a public thing. These are public things. Whereas, machloikas, whether you can make salt water or not make salt water on Shabbos, thinking of one is machloikas, is not necessarily something that's done in public. It might be discussed in public, but it's not done in public. I'm sorry? Right, that is a machloikas, 100%. That is a machloikas, and that was public, correct? I don't know. Now, according to the Mitzvah, I wouldn't bother. Okay, again, I don't have a good answer. I don't know why we don't bring that in at all. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. That's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah before Masechtas Megillah. And I don't know why we don't bring that in as a question. It's Agudas Agudas. Perhaps that's why we want to bring it here. It could be. Could be. Tosfos asked him a Mishnah in Shabbos, and he says, "Ein chayshish in ledak dekol kachal dvarav," meaning. I mean, Rabbi Yechon asked him from Sachem, he could have asked him from Shabbos as well. That's what Taisa seems to say. Not to worry about it so much. I don't know. Not the Gemara bite. Now, Frek the Gemara. Amos, when is this question, Machloikas, Rabbi Yechon, and Rish Lakish, and Rav and Shmuel, whether Beis Shammai did their opinion or didn't do their opinion? Now, in historically speaking, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had many, many arguments. At one point in history, a Basko went out in Hashemayim and said, Achrei Rabin Lahatos. The Basko said, go by majority, and Basil was the majority opinion, except for 18 times, which we'll get to in a moment. So therefore, we Basko like Basil. Now, when are we discussing this question, whether Beis Shammai deferred or didn't defer to Basil? Amos. Elaim Kaidim Basko, was this before the Basko? So my time at the Madam Aloyasu. Why would they not do what they said they wanted to do? Before the Basko, Beis Shammai thought they were right. Why would they defer? Elalachar Basko, so my time at the Madam Aloyasu. So if it's someone after the Basko, then it was rather clear that the Aloyasu is like Beis Hillel. So how could Beis Shammai continue doing what they wanted to do? So this Machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, seems to be, we don't understand it. Before the Basko, the one that says they did it, why shouldn't they do it? And after the Basko, the one that says they didn't do it, I'm sorry, just the opposite. before the Basco, why wouldn't they do it? And after the Basco, how could they do it? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, one of two answers. Ibai say Mekaidan Basco, Ibai say Melacha Basco. It could either be before, or it could be after. Ibai say Mekaidan Basco comes by Vesil Ruba. Lamaisa, before the Basco, they took a vote and Vesil was the majority. They knew the Pasuk of Acherab and Lahatais. Therefore, what Mandi Amr says, Mekshamai said, listen, we lost. The vote went against us. We accept the majority. And the other Mandi Amr says, no, they didn't accept the majority, and they kept on doing their own thing. Till the Basco. So according to one Mandi Amr, this Machloikis Mekshamai Vesil only was Lamaisa in action till the Basco. It was before the Basco, some Mandi Amr, Rav and Rav Shlaki say that even before the Basco, they didn't do their thing. Because they were outvoted, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say, no, even though they were outvoted, they kept stuck to their guns, and they did their thing. The Ibai say, Melachar Basco. I'm sorry, Ibai say, Melachar Basco. Mandamar Loyasu, the Basil Ruba. Mandamar Asu, Kiyasuna Basil Ruba. What would be the reason not to accept a majority vote? Why would Beis Shammai stick to their guns? Because where do you say you go by majority? When they're on the same level. Beis Shammai said that the rule of Acher Rabim Lahatas does not apply. We are sharper than Beis Hill. We might be the minority, but we're in a deeper level of learning. We're not swayed by majority vote. That would be the mandamin that says that before the Basco, they refused to accept majority opinion because they felt that as the minority, they had a deeper insight, which was true. They were deeper than Beis Hillel, and therefore they felt that Locha should be like them. So according to the Manda Amar, that it's talking about before the Basco, they had a very big argument here. Does Achri Rabin Lahata supply when the majority is not on the exact same level as the minority? And then the Basco came out and settled, I'm sorry, let me just finish. And the Basco came out and settled that question. So according to one answer to the Gemara, this argument, Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, applied prior to Basco. And the question was, did Beis Shammai defer to the majority, or did they feel that there was no reason for them to defer to the majority? But once the Basco came out, it settled it, Acher Rabim Lahatos, and then Beis Shammai deferred. Ibai say Acher Basco, and some say that the Machlokes is after the Basco. Mandam lo yasu the nafka Basco. The one that says they deferred, listen, the Basco said Acher Rabim Lahatos. Mandam asu Rabbi Shua he damra ein mashgichim beBasco. Rabbi Shua says in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Basco has no impact on us. We don't care what the Basco says. Loi b'shamayim he, we do what's right. And then Beis Shammai says, we are right. The majority does not apply here because we are sharper. Either Basco said it does. That's very nice. We have nothing to do with Basco. Rashi, Yichyadadidinu b'chachmor, they're in the same level of wisdom. Rabbi Shua he b'perikazov. Did anybody have a question?
Yeah, I had a question, a minor one, about saying that Beis Shammai was, in their belief, wiser.
They were. It's not their belief. It was a fact. They were sharper.
If they were sharper, why wouldn't Beis Hillel have followed them?
Because Beis Hillel felt differently. Listen, you can have somebody smarter than you. That doesn't mean you have to agree to him every time. You can have your own opinion. Because somebody is smarter doesn't mean he's right all the time.
We're saying an entire huge group of followers were as a group wiser than the other group, which made up the minority.
Right.
And that it was okay for them to go their own way since they knew that. That doesn't seem. It just seems it's presented here as of course they were smarter. If it was so self evident, why would they still follow what they followed?
Again, you can have people that are smarter, doesn't mean they're right. I mean, you can disagree with people.
If they weren't right, then why would they be able to go their own way?
Again, there's a difference of opinion, right? There's a difference of opinion. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have an argument how to learn the pasuk about Sarah, right? Beis Hillel was the majority, Beis Shammai was the minority. The rule in the Torah is go by majority. Beis Shammai says that's when they're equal, not when we are in a higher level of depth. Therefore, we're not bound by that rule. And therefore, we can argue Beis Hillel even though they're the majority. That doesn't mean Beis Hillel has to bend to them. It's just saying the rule of going by majority is not applicable. That rule was written when you have equal level people and you have an argument of 10 against 8, the 10 win. But when you have not equal level people, the rule doesn't apply. But that doesn't mean that the majority has to bend to the minority. They still can have their opinion, even though it's not as sharp, and disagree, and they, you know, and they feel they're a majority. They have no reason to give in. But Beis Shammai is saying the rule doesn't apply here. The rule of going by majority doesn't apply.
No, I understand all of that. What I'm just questioning is whether or not there was such an agreement about who was wiser.
Yeah, that seems to be accepted. It's accepted. That seems to be accepted. Now, I will mention the following. That the Gemara says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. And the way it's explained, and again, it might be, it's in Ritva, but it's also the Kabbalah Svarim, is there are different levels of Torah. In different levels and spheres, there are different levels of Torah. Under some levels of Torah, the halacha comes out one way. Under some levels of Torah, the halacha comes out the other way. There are different levels of Torah. We can only do one way. We have to act under what halacha can only be one halacha for us. But in different spheres of levels of learning, the halacha can come out different ways. So Beis Shammai was connected to one sphere of Torah, and Beis Hillel was connected to a different sphere of Torah. And Beis Shammai's sphere of Torah might have been a higher level, but you can only behave in one way. So we accept Beis Hillel's way, and we do the right thing according to Beis Hillel. That's the halacha. That doesn't mean Beis Shammai is wrong. Beis Shammai just is right on a different sphere, which doesn't apply to us. They say in the name of the Gra that when Mashiach comes, we will paskin like Beis Shammai, which means at that point the world will be on a higher sphere, where then the halacha will change. Halacha is how we behave and act, but both opinions are connected to different spheres of Torah. And Beis Shammai was connected, I'll use the word, higher sphere, and therefore they were held their opinion, whereas Beis Hillel was connected to a lower sphere, but that's the one we live in now. We live in Beis Hillel's world, and therefore we paskin like Beis Hillel. That's the way the Mekubalim explained it. I hope I make sense. Anyway. Yes.
Why does Paschal have to come out Achrei Rabbi Mahatos? Don't we have that in the Torah?
Yeah, but the question was, that was exactly the question. Beis Shammai says it doesn't apply because they're smarter. It's only by equals. They questioned whether the Pasuk applies to them. Now, it's interesting because the story of Rabbi Yeshua is a story where there was an argument about a certain oven, and Rabbi Eliezer held that it was Tahar, and the Rabbanon held it was Tameh. And Rabbi Eliezer said, let a Baskel come out and say the halacha is like me. And a Baskel came out and said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't care about Baskel. And there, we accept Rabbi Yeshua's ruling that we don't care about Baskel. Here, in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right, the Baskel came out and said, Achei Rabim Lahatois, and here we accept the Baskel. Even though Rabbi Yeshua rejects Baskel, here we do accept the Baskel. And in the case of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we reject Baskel. So Taisus asked this question, and there are many answers in the Rishonim. But the basic answer is, there the Baskel said, against the rule, it said, don't go by majority, go like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yeshua said, hello, we don't care about Baskel. Here, the Baskel defined the rule. It said that even though Beis Shammai claims that the rule doesn't apply to them, yes it does. Now Rabbi Yeshua, who says never care about Baskel, wouldn't care about this Baskel either. But we accept this baskol because it's a definition rather than an application, meaning it was to define that the rule in the Torah going by majority applies even when the minority is smarter. It was a rule definer, not a specific halacha definer. Whereas in the case of Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha was being said against the rules. We don't accept the baskol against the rules. We go by rules. But here the rules were not clear, because the pasuk said go by majority, and Beis Shammai said it doesn't apply here. So the baskol defined that the rules apply in all cases. And therefore, that kind of a baskol we accept. Rabbi Shua himself used the word, we don't care about baskols. That seems to indicate we don't care about any baskol. So that's the machloikas here. After the baskol, did Beis Shammai defer or not? One of the Yamai says, listen, the baskol came out and said, Achirat and Lahatais. Beis Shammai said, listen, we tried, but we can't do it because the baskol said we can't go by our opinion. And the other one of the Yamai said, Beis Shammai said, hello, a mashgichim the baskol. Baskol doesn't impact anything. And we are smarter, and we will continue doing our way. So we have here a major machloikas. Well, according to one of the Yamai, every case of machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and if we learn like Tosfos, Beis Shammai ended up deferring to Beis Hillel. Now we're going to try the next two blot to prove that that is not true, that they did not defer. But there's one of the Amr that says they deferred to Beis Hillel. And the other one of the Amr says, no, they did not defer to Beis Hillel. Now there seems to be machloikas, was that before or after the Basco? But that machloikas remains. Did they or did they not defer? Either before or after the Basco. So Rish Lakish, who asked the question from Purim and didn't ask it from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is because he felt Beis Shammai deferred, and therefore there was no two tyrants. And therefore he asked from Purim, where nobody deferred to anybody else. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with Rish Lakish's question. He said, Beis Shammai keeps on doing what they're doing, so obviously it doesn't apply. Now, why doesn't it apply? We will see later on why Beis Shammai might be different as we go along. But that seems to be Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Zok the Gemara weiter. Frag the Gemara. Umandom are also, Kamin and Beilais is guided, the Leisasa Agudas Agudas. But we're still left with a question. If you learn that Beis Shammai continued doing what they were doing, so then why aren't they ever licensed guy to do? The bottom line is, you had a group of Klal Yisrael doing like Beis Shammai, and a group of Klal Yisrael doing like Beis Hillel. Why isn't that two tyrants? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Ki Armina licensed guy to do, Gashtei Batedin and Birachas. Licensed guy to do is only in the same city. And that, by the way, I'm sorry. I take that back. Umandam are asu, right? Right. So, I'm sorry. I go on. Right. So when do we say license guide to do? When it's two in one city. You can't have two tyrants in one city. Which, by the way, answers Purim as well. Because it's two different cities. Avu, shtei batei dinam, b'shtei ayaris, les lamba. But it's over two different cities, it doesn't bother us. You can have two different cities doing different things, right? We don't say it looks like two tyrants. In the same city, we're concerned half the people should do one way and half the people should do the other way. But in two different cities, it doesn't bother us. You can have one city doing one way and one city doing the other way, and that's not included in Leis's Guide to Do. So what we're doing is defining Leis's Guide to Do only in one location, like Lamashal, Lahalacha Lamaisa. It's a machloikas, but I'll just say, some shuls are makbid, then Chalamayid, you can't have half the people wearing tefillin and shul, and other people not wearing tefillin and shul. They make two separate minyanim. There's the tefillin wearers and the non-tefillin wearers. Why? Because the lois is gaidadu. That's because it's in the same location. However, we can have two different shuls, and we're going to see why in a minute. One wearing tefillin and one not wearing tefillin, or two different minyanim, one wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin. Right? Others are not makbid, we might talk about that tomorrow, but the right? That's what Abaye is answering. Two cities don't have licensed guy to do. Only one city has license guide to do. We will continue, Mitzvah, this conversation tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.